consider all the things that you could do with some Velveeta. You could make macaroni and cheese or chile con queso, or make Velveeta fudge, or maybe put some pinto beans in fudge, or in some pie. Americans love to play with their food, but would you expect to find that kind of playfulness in classy restaurants? NPR's Linda Wertheimer has this investigation.
Some chefs told us that unexpected ingredients slip into food because they make a dish work better. Take the popular fried calamari served at Union Square Cafe in New York City. Proprietor Danny Meyer says as an experiment, his chef dredged calamari, squid, in graham cracker crumbs before frying it.
Generally, to get calamari to the point where it's suitably brown, you have to overcook them to the point that they become sort of like rubber bands. And what the graham cracker crumbs do additionally to the flavor is that the modest amount of sugar caramelizes so quickly that you end up getting this wonderfully light, golden crisp outside before you've overcooked the calamari, and they remain incredibly tender.
At Union Square Cafe, the little rings of fried squid are served with a dipping sauce of mayonnaise and anchovies. Danny Meyer says salt and sweet is always a favorite.
You know, you give me some scrambled eggs with a Krispy Kreme donut, and I'm a happy guy.
The calamari recipe is in the restaurant's cookbook, but nothing about those graham crackers is mentioned on the menu.
We stopped listing graham cracker crumbs on our menu because we actually had a few people who were kind of sticking their finger down their throat going, yuck, that sounds disgusting. These same people, when you don't tell them what's in it, can't stop eating the calamari.
Danny Meyer of Union Square Cafe. As you heard, the graham cracker crumbs work for reasons of taste and science. At Guastavino, the huge restaurant located under the 59th Street Bridge in New York City, Chef Daniel Orr says it's taste and fun. He uses finely ground coffee on beef for that dark roast taste. He's tried Coca-Cola and chicken. When you cook for a living, he says, you've got to have a sense of humor.
I wouldn't say that I'm into slapstick cooking. That is just a part of cooking today, and taking ingredients that people know and using them in different ways, I think, is very intriguing to people. And they find the sense of humor in it, such as, you know, if I coat a chicken with some broken up potato chips or Rice Krispies or even cornflakes, that kind of thing people can relate to, and there's something kind of homey and comforting about it as well.
Guastavino sometimes serves chili with peanut butter added at the very end.
It enrobes the beans and the meat in this kind of richness. You'd really have to have a lot of fat in there to get that same kind of texture to the chili. This just gives it that kind of rich, earthy flavor that you only can get from peanuts, but it's not pronounced. You don't really even taste it, but it just has that smoothness that it adds to the chili.
Peanut butter can't be a surprise. Too many people have allergies, so anyone who orders chili gets a special warning. Here in Washington, Jose Andres, the co-owner and executive chef of Cafe Atlantico, likes surprises. He's from Barcelona, and he figures tapas, little tastes from his home country, are a good way to try out ideas. I tried some at the tasting bar on the third floor of the cafe, a bite of watermelon topped with caviar, and
cotton candy foie gras.
It looks like a little tiny stick of cotton candy. It's white. One big bite, you think?
Only one.
All at once?
Oh, it's more air than anything.
Okay, here I go. Oh, it's very good.
Very delicate.
I think cotton candy and foie gras sounds shocking to me. I think that would be more shock than surprise.
I will take the word shock. Still, to me, I will use the surprise word. The surprise word because I'm challenging you. I'm giving you something that you are familiar with. But I'm transforming completely the dimension in the way I'm going to give it to you. And this, to me, is for what I wake up every day for.
Jose Andres imagined an organized salad, greens tightly rolled in a paper-thin sheet of jicama sliced like sushi rolls, bites of salad, civilized to eat. Andres topped each little slice with tomato seeds, that little jelly-like lump you throw out if you're seeding tomatoes, the best part, Andres says. But here comes the big surprise.
And on top, we're going to add a touch of mint, but the mint in this case, we're not going to add it with a real leaf of mint. We're going to be using Altoids. Altoids in the form of a powder. To a degree, Altoids in this case is doing the same as black pepper does, only adds another dimension.
Altoids. But The mint and sweet do set off the tomato salad bites like fresh mint might, only more so. Andres likes reviving childhood tastes. One he especially likes, Pop Rocks, to cheer up a dessert.
I remember serving these to four guests that they were kind of very sad all night. Four people in a table, almost never talking between them for the entire evening. When their dessert arrived, I put a full spoon of Pop Rocks on top of the dessert, which was a strawberry mousse with Pop Rocks. When they put the first bite in the mouth, one of the guests kind of, what's happening? And the other three start laughing, and laughing hard. That moment for me was important, because people can live with a smile and feeling like they've been surprised for a day.
Is this a very funny dessert? I don't think I've had Pop Rocks for 20 years. A frozen mango dessert topped with meringue and garnished with pink Pop Rocks was the version I tried. Creamy, sweet, pure fruit taste, plus those little pink explosions. It worked for me. Is it over the top?
Is the Pop Rock being used by a chef in a restaurant something that a food critic may say, this is not a serious restaurant? Well, if anyone says that, they are missing the point, because food here is unbelievably serious. The only thing we do is that we like to incorporate things that are out there in the market that we cannot produce. I cannot make Altoids. I don't know how. I wish I knew that I'm using a little bit here to add mint flavor, or that I'm using Pop Rocks to add this extra excitement to a dessert. I don't think I'm doing anything crazy. On the contrary, I'm only taking a different look to life and to my profession. That's all.
Jose Andres talked to us at Cafe Atlantico in Washington. We also spoke with Daniel Orr of Guastavino and Danny Meyer of Union Square Cafe, both in New York City. I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.
And you can make my accent better in the radio?
I feel guilty that I'm getting to try all these things, however.
You can find a recipe for fried calamari made with graham crackers at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.